Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity to stop for a few moments and to listen to God. Acts chapter 21, verse 13. Paul said, "Why all this weeping? You are breaking my heart. I'm ready not only to be jailed at Jerusalem, but even to die for the sake of the Lord Jesus." There was no stopping Paul. He was absolutely determined to go to Jerusalem, and no one was going to be able to stand in his way. That's not to say they didn't try. When he arrived in Tyre in Syria, he spent a week with the believers there, and they prophesied through the Holy Spirit that he shouldn't go to Jerusalem. Some days later, he went down the coast to the important city of Caesarea, where he met a man named Agabus, who had the gift of prophecy. He dramatically took hold of Paul's belt and bound his own feet and hands with it, and then declared that the owner of the belt would be bound by the Jews in Jerusalem and then turned over to the Gentiles. Upon hearing this, everyone begged Paul not to go to Jerusalem, but he wouldn't be stopped. He announced that he was ready to be jailed and even to die for the sake of his Lord. If risk assessments had existed in Paul's day, he would undoubtedly have been told that it was much too risky to head to Jerusalem. But Paul's mind was made up, and off he went, believing that he was acting in obedience to the Lord. We all face risks in life, and this incident emphasises that there's something far more important than risk, and that is being obedient to Christ. I've known many Christians take huge risks because of their faith. Some have gone to work in countries where the health care was very poor. Others have moved their families into rougher areas because of their determination to share the good news with those communities. I'm convinced that we should always live responsibly and be aware of potential risks. But Paul reminds us that obeying the Lord is what really matters, however risky it might be. Let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to be willing to be obedient to you, whatever the cost. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you will join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.